Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever bought something from an infomercial or at least watched them on TV late at night when you can't sleep and thought, who is buying these things and are they legit? Because one celebrity revealed he buys them all the time. Too much money? Too much time on his hands, maybe?
Good. You're not alone then, if that happens. Maybe that's the deal. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Who's the celebrity that's sitting in front of the TV just kind of clicking away and buying stuff?
Former basketball star Charles Barkley.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible. Well done, Producer Dave. He was on Ellen DeGeneres talking about how he's just a sucker for these infomercials.
Every time I'm watching television, there's a new, more powerful vacuum cleaner coming out. I have to go get it.
So he falls for everything that they say. You know, they're like, this thing can pick up a bowling ball.
Powerful vacuum cleaners, man. That gets you.
The Miracle Mop from Joey Mangano or the Slap Chop. Have you guys seen
Slap Chop.
Slap Chop looked really
cool.
Remember ShamWow?
We all remember what happened to the ShamWow guy, too.
I know. Thanks, Producer Dave, bringing the room down a little bit.
Thanks a lot, buddy. I'm not going to say explicitly. I just found, like, online here. It's the 14 of the dumbest selling infomercial products of all time. And, yeah, you know, Slap Chop's on. There. We've also got the Snuggie.
Is that you trying to do the Slap Chop?
It works.
How many of you have the Snuggie? That's something to. Nobody bought it. Did you have a Snuggie? I thought you did, Elizabeth.
I have not bought anything from an infomercial. I've thought about it, but I never have. Have you, Radar?
I have. And that's why I noticed on the list that the number one thing that. The dumbest thing for people to buy is something that I actually bought way back in the day.
Tell us what it is. And is it good? Is it the best product ever?
Was it worth it?
Well, I thought so at the time, but because tomorrow's Valentine's, it's really kind of hits me hard. The Thighmaster is number one as the worst thing to buy.
I
bought the Thighmaster.
Will you tell the family? Will you tell the group here why you bought the Thighmaster?
My wife, who I was dating at the time, said, "Oh my gosh, I would love that Thighmaster because you know it just looks like it works your legs so good." And I said, "Oh, that's a great idea." So I bought the Thighmaster. For a Valentine's Day present?
For a Valentine's Day present, everyone.
Young, dumb, and broke.
Gotta love it.
I blew all $30 on that thing, and boy, did I get a look. And I still to this day, have not lived it down.
But let me ask you this. Thighmaster. How are your wife's thighs?
Oh, they are hot as ever.
Okay.
They've got some good grip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.